to be fair, from what we spoke on the back of the Wigan, it was a big improvement and in areas that we said we needed to learn and improve in as well. So a really pleasing result and really pleasing that the boys have adapted so well for what we spoke about in the week.
You led early on and then you fell behind, but you always had that 2-point advantage once you got back in front. How nervous were you about 2 points? Because it's not a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm always quite sure in the team's kind of ability and the kind of the resilience a little bit. That's what I was disappointed with last week at Wigan, is we didn't show that resilience as a group. And this group, they can defend, and it's all about whether they want to, and that kind of attitude and that second effort desire that they have as well. And we try and breed that pretty hard in the group, so I'm never really too panicky, although it does get tight sometimes, get a bit nervous, but I just thought the boys adapted really well and defended well tonight on the goal line.
A good team performance, but there are one or two individuals out there that you thought might be pushing for England.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys who want to get into that England World Cup squad this year. Lee Mossop spoke to me about it when he first came in, saying that he wants to get up there and get back to what he was, which was an England front rower. He was probably one of the best England front rowers in the competition when he was there last time. So he wants to get back up to there. And Josh Jones as well, he's another one who wants to push for that slot this year to try and get in the England squad as well. So more performances like that, and then people won't be able to ignore him. They'll be able to start pushing for it.
Gaz O'Brien, 2 tries, 7 goals from 7 shots. He seems to come on in confidence since that drop goal last year.
Yeah. Last week was a bit of an indifferent one for Gaz, really, at Wigan. And we spoke about how you respond from that this week. And he's done the perfect answer there to how you respond to a game like what his performance was last week.
So you've got your 2 points. You've got Leeds Rhinos next week.
Yep. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a big game. It's never been the most welcoming of places for us at Headingley with results and things like that. But we're confident. We're confident as a group that we can go to anywhere and we can get a result, and hopefully we back up the performance of what we've done tonight.
What about Todd Carney? I believe you've got your permit. When does he arrive, and what's the situation?
Yeah, we're trying to get him over on Sunday. So we spoke to him. Todd's bags are all packed. He's ready to go. He's really excited to get across. He's been speaking to us because he's been doing his training. But when he gets across, we'll assess where he's at before we make any rash decisions on whether he'll be playing or not.
When you say that, what's your concern?
Oh, fitness. Fitness is the big one. I've watched a lot of Todd's games, and if he's fit and running at teams, he causes teams a lot of problems, and his kicking game on the back of that. If he's not fit, which we saw in a few games last year for Catalan, then it's a risk to be throwing him out there as well. So we need a fit Todd Carney to come in as well. And like I say, the boys have backed up, put the performance in today. They back that up and they hold the shirts anyway.
Well, you said that they hold the shirts, but what do you think Todd Carney, fully fit, fully functional, will bring to Salford?
Oh, it'll bring you a different dimension, kind of the way he identifies numbers and picks plays off. He reads the game very well. His kicking game's very good as well. So kind of his game management side as well is a high elite level as well. So hopefully we can use that and he can fit into our group.
You've got Leeds Rhinos, as you said. Any of your injured players liable to be back?
I don't think so. We're still missing a few. Still missing Weller Haraki. Still missing Benny Murdoch. They're a few weeks off at the moment. Great one today was coming back for us was Logan. Really massive that he was back for us. Just trying to think the rest of them. We've not really got anybody else who's back on the way, really, to be fair, at the moment.
So, pretty happy, coach?
Yeah, very happy with the performance, yeah.